I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now is Mark Kerkorian, a recognized expert on immigration issues, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Ask him to come by today because Trump has picked someone to run the Department of Homeland Security, another general, General Kelly from the Marines. He's a retired Marine. Good morning to you, Mark. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, listen, it's a daunting task. If Donald Trump is to follow up on all of the campaign promises with regard to illegal immigrants to this country, Homeland Security very much a part of that, and he's picked this guy, General Kelly, to lead the effort. What do we know about Kelly, and is it a good pick?
Well, Kelly is a recently retired Marine Corps general, and his most recent job was head of what they call Southern Command. So he oversaw all U.S. military activities in Latin America. And what brought him to the attention of Trump and his team was he testified last year about his experience being the head of Southern Command, and he said, among other things, very strong comments about border security, that cartels are using crossing our border. The border is vulnerable. I mean, he's actually still working for Obama at this point, and making clear that the border is not being secured. So, from the perspective of border security, and probably even other kinds of enforcement, he's likely to be pretty solid. He's a no-nonsense guy. My concern is, and I don't know that there's a problem, it's just that we don't have any answers, is he as committed to the other side of immigration enforcement, immigration law, which is not just the physical security of Americans, keeping out terrorists and cartel hitmen, this kind of thing, which is important. The other side, though, is the economic security of Americans, enforcing the law against employers hiring illegal aliens, upholding the standards for giving out work permits, all of that kind of stuff is not as, it's not as sexy as border enforcement. It's also something that's never been that General Kelly's never dealt with before. And I'm hoping that he'll be in a good position to stick with, that kind of enforcement, restore that kind of enforcement. But it's an open question. We don't know yet.
Well, and to that end, listen, the wall was obviously a major part of President-elect Trump's campaign. And you just laid out all of the reasons why border security is critically important well beyond immigration. But with regard to the bigger picture of immigration, which you handle there at Center for Immigration Studies, what part of border security or how big a part does border security play into the big picture of immigration?
It's important. There's no question that, if anybody can walk across your border, it doesn't matter what the rest of your immigration law is. The problem is that it's important but not the whole picture, and people are tempted to view it as the whole picture because you can see it. You can see the fence, that you can see the Rio Grande River. But there's a lot more to it, and just as one example of how much more there is to it, each day in the United States, about 1,000 illegal aliens move here to live. 1,000 a day, illegal immigration. Of that 1,000 a day, something like 600 are visa overstayers. Mm. They're people who came in legally, they got a visa or something like that, and they just never left when they were supposed to.
Wow.
That is the main challenge we now face. the biggest of the immigration challenges, and yet it's not something you can fix with a fence.
Well, even so, there are some new reports out that suggest that the number of people coming across the border right now is at epic proportions. I mean, much more than we saw in 2014. I saw a story this morning that suggested that in Texas, they were stopping about 2,000 a day. And I say stopping, they're basically taking them in, feeding them, processing them, and then releasing them into the country because they're requesting asylum. Asylum demands are up some 900% right now. This is a huge problem that this guy's going to be stepping into.
Absolutely. And even there, the problem is not the wall or something. The problem is the Obama administration's policies. These are the people coming from Central America, and any illegal immigrant who has a kid with him, or any illegal immigrant who's a woman, or any illegal immigrant who says, "Oh yeah, no, I've been here since before 2014. I just happen to be right here near the border." Mm-hmm. They have to, Border Patrol has to let them go. Border Patrol lets go at least 80% of all the people they arrest, just lets them into the United States with a piece of paper.
Wow.
They basically turned into travel agents instead of law enforcement. And, you know, it really, it obviously undermines their morale. That's something that can start to be fixed right away on January 20th. But again, that's a policy thing. It's not, walls aren't going to stop it, because if you're just waving everybody in, well, then, you know, the walls, all the other enforcement stuff doesn't matter.
Well, is there anything, though, that can be done given the fact that, I mean, a lot of people, obviously, on January 21st, I think people who want to come to America from, you know, countries like Mexico and Central America, they realize it's going to be different. And they're trying to get in now. But is there anything we can do to stop what's going on right now? Because it seems to me, basically, it's the welcome mat is out right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, as long as Obama's president, that, you know, vulnerability is going to remain. And if anything, you know, is going to speed it up. I mean, for instance, Obama made this agreement with Australia to take maybe 1,500 or so, maybe as many as 2,000 illegal aliens that Australia has determined don't qualify as refugees, but they're holding them in these offshore detention facilities. It's become a political headache for the Australian government. And so Obama said, "That's no problem. We'll just dump them in the United States." You know, there's going to be more stuff like that over the next, whatever it is, 2 months.
Yes. And speaking of that, there's another push we're seeing over the next 2 months, Mark Krikorian, and I'd love for you to address this. I have heard you address it before, but it needs to be repeated. This suggestion from liberal activists, immigrant rights activists, that Barack Obama should use his pardon power to pardon 11 million illegal immigrants in this country or more. Explain to me how that's not really feasible and, for that matter, doesn't really get these illegal immigrants out of trouble.
Well, the first of all, the White House has said they're not going to do it anyway. So
but you're still seeing that. I mean, they're
still pushing it. There's no question about it. And it's a kind of desperate last-minute thing. And it wouldn't even work because the president can pardon people for crimes they've committed. And almost every illegal immigrant has committed multiple crimes, not just sneaking across the border, but ID theft, perjury, all kinds of tax fraud, whatever. But that doesn't make them legal, even if he pardoned them all. They'd still be illegal aliens.
Right.
It wouldn't fix anything. And like I said, I think it's something they sort of as a desperation measure, some of these pro-illegal immigration folks just made up.
Riz, let's be clear on that. Let's say he does pardon them all. That doesn't stop Department of Homeland Security on day one from deporting somebody. You don't have to have a criminal record to be eligible for deportation.
No, exactly. I mean, in fact,
so it's all just a game for the media to play.
Right. Now, the president could. There's other things he could do instead of this pardon thing, and this is why I'm surprised they've pushed this. I think it's because they don't know what they're talking about. There's something called temporary protected status, which actually is legal, that the president can give for limited periods of time to people from countries where there's natural disaster, civil war, that kind of thing, and we can't deport them. I, you know, if I were the White House and I sort of figured I had nothing to lose, I would just give temporary protected status to all illegal aliens.
Hey, Mark, they listen to us, Mark.
Don't give them any ideas.
Sorry.
Can we hit the dump button on that?
Mark Krikorian
may have just said a profanity. Thanks for joining us.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Mark. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.